RMU Sports Talk Radio. Tune in every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Colonial Talk, featuring RMU Radio's Vince Russo and Colin Sullivan.
If your butt doesn't get pumping after that one, I don't think you have a pulse, so.
Listen as the two banter on all RMU sports, both women's and men's.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
You won't want to miss the hard-hitting duo that holds no punches when it comes to dishing it out.
Hashtag no mercy.
That makes no sense.
Call into the show by dialing 412-397-6816 to voice your opinions on their hot takes on Colonial sports. But remember to keep it clean.
A little unsanitary, to say the least.
That's 412-397-6816. Colonial Talk airs every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Find us on the TuneIn app or through iTunes live streaming on RMU Radio. Your campus, your voice.
That's right. You're listening to Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Welcome to another show. I'm your host, Ogie.
And your host, Mike Spelman.
Whoa.
What is that?
I don't know.
It's YouTube. Sound. It's just going to go.
YouTube.
Well, let's just go. Let's listen to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. What do we got here? RMU versus Alderson. Runs up
on the football. Elvis and Brodus. That was the first football game of the season.
I believe they lost that.
Yeah, they did lose.
Well,
anyway, Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show.
Yeah.
Another episode.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Homecoming this weekend here at RMU.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Homecoming's fun. It's a fun time.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah.
Second best weekend in RMU.
I agree. Yeah. Another reason it's a big weekend. Today was the inauguration of the 8th president of Robert Morris University, Mr.
Barack Obama?
No.
Nope, not right.
No, not yet. No. Dr. Howard. Mr. Christopher B. Howard. So his inauguration was today. It was a very nice ceremony.
It was a really good ceremony, yeah.
It was interesting. I mean, I've never been to a college university president inauguration before. I'm sure you haven't been.
I haven't, but I've been to other ceremonies, and most ceremonies are typically the same.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool opportunity, too, though. We've only had 8 presidents?
Yeah.
So that's only been done 7 other times. So, you know, you're really going to have a chance to see another one. So it's really...
They put on a good show. It was pretty good.
It was. It was a very,
one
very...
One of the better ceremonies I've ever been to.
Yeah, it was very well done. The reception after was very, very impressive. It was very fancy. You didn't go to the reception, did you?
I walked through it. I will say that I think they spent far too much money.
Oh, my gosh.
far too much money.
I don't even want to know what the final bill was for.
And I know they weren't, like, it wasn't the students wanting to eat wasn't the main focus, but they had to know a lot of students would be coming for free food. I think burgers and dogs would have just been better than all the fancy things.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not that type of event.
No, yeah,
it's
I know.
Fancy, high class.
Sure,
event.
Yeah.
A lot of dignitaries. So, but yeah, I mean, they were cooking scallops on pink Himalayan salt bricks, and there were fancy sliders and sushi.
I am very impressed.
Cocktail.
Who did they go through to get that fruit carving?
I know that was a really
that was fancy.
They had like
I'm sure someone had to have posted a picture of it.
I know I posted a picture of it on my Snapchat. Yeah, it was cool. It was watermelons carved with the RMU logo, and there was like a white dove on top, and it was very impressive.
We walked through. We were real hungry, so we weren't gonna wait in line for like a single shrimp. So
right.
We bounced, but it was rather nice. A lot of stuff.
The RMU crest was on everything.
Really?
It was on the cupcakes. It was on the cups. It was in an ice sculpture. It was on plates. It was on napkins. It was everywhere.
They really went all out.
Yeah, it's one once in a lifetime opportunity, I guess.
Unless you've been warned.
Yeah. Dr. DeLomo was inaugurated 10 years ago, so I guess.
I bet it wasn't as lit.
I don't know. I was talking to John Locke. He's a faculty member here at RMU, and he said that they went just as out for Dr. DeLomo's inauguration as they did for Dr. Howard's. So, I mean, I don't know. It was a really cool event, and it's really cool to see. I mean, they gave a lot of students were there. Dr. Howard canceled classes from noon on, so students could come and,
nice of them, really.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Although I was still scheduled to have one class. I decided against it, however.
What do you mean? You were still Dr. Howard's?
I have two classes that are before noon. My first class, which is at 10, said they weren't going to have class. And then my class at 11 decided they still wanted to do it.
I got to go support the press.
Yeah, I had to get myself mentally and spiritually prepared.
Right, of course.
For the president.
But it was a really cool event, and they gave out little commemorative coins.
It looks real nice.
It's very cool. It says Dr. Christopher B. Howard, 8th President.
I wonder if they will not.
And then a crest on the other side.
Flip that at the game tomorrow.
They could. I don't know.
They could. It looks like it.
It would be cool.
Looks like you could.
So it was a nice little event. Very well put on. I can't imagine all the planning that went into getting that all together.
Yeah. I would not have wanted all the to have minor any responsibility.
Details, and I know they had a student board help. I was supposed to be on that board, but I missed the first meeting, and I never was able to get to any other meetings. But they had a student board. There was a faculty board. There was an alumni board working on it. The board of trustees was working. I mean, making sure everything's all set for
bigger
the
turnout than I would have thought.
Yeah, I agree.
Very large.
I know the faculty were kind of amazed at how many students came and showed their support. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. Very cool to see and witness. And now you can say you saw university's president's inauguration.
Excluding President Howard's speech, who was your favorite?
I don't know. I mean, Avi's speech was very good. He represented the students of RMU. He's the student government president. So it was a very nice speech. Wait. Nicely done.
Ogie, we had deja vu. Does it feel like it's getting more cramped in here again?
It is getting cramped in here. We had some visitors walk in the last couple of minutes. I'm sure you heard them stomp in. Those are Jesse Lyons is visiting with us again this week.
Am I here? Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Am I live? Everyone, oh,
everyone here.
Oh, hey. How is everybody?
Mike's work.
Mike's work today.
Huh?
What?
What?
Mike's work
the
mic, today.
The mic's
work.
Yeah, they do work.
That's good.
We also have Liz in, Jesse's lady friend.
Hello.
And
it's
Emily.
First time, she's real awkward.
That's all right. It happens.
Oh, no.
And then Emily's here again this week.
Not
her
first
us.
Time. She's not still hurt. Awkward, no. Probably.
Yeah. Ouch.
So it's a packed house today. Everyone's excited for homecoming. And
oh, yeah.
You guys were all at the inauguration, right? What were your thoughts? Well, besides Liz, you weren't at the inauguration.
Nah, Liz wasn't there. I was there, though.
Thoughts?
I thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I mean, I can't imagine being any better.
I said as far as ceremonies goes.
Yeah, as far as the ceremony goes, I mean, you're not expecting anything crazy, so.
Right. You don't have anything to compare it to.
Yeah, there's no.
Well, the last university president inauguration I went at.
Yeah.
Spitters, but that would have been cool.
As far as inaugurations or ceremonies go, it went smoothly. All the speakers were pretty good. So.
It was a lot more interesting than our high school graduation.
I mean, at one point I dropped my phone and it was super loud.
Yeah,
and
she
super
embarrassed
awkward.
All of us.
No,
Emily
it's
embarrassed
fine.
Us.
It's fine.
The entire everybody.
Everyone
everybody
just stopped
there.
What they were doing and looked
our way.
It was
very
I just
loud.
Looked straight ahead and acted like it wasn't me. Good thing it was like past like the emotional part of his speech.
It was like right after that.
Yeah, I mean.
Like if she would have
it was quiet.
She was crying. That would have been bad.
I was like, oh.
Sorry.
I'll just leave now.
But yeah, he did. Dr. Howard did get emotional during his speech.
Yeah, he did.
Talking about his descendants and coming from a. His
I believe
great,
that
great
particular
grandfather
moment, he
was
talking about how his father was
yes,
couldn't be
his
there.
Father wasn't
how his
there.
His father was ill.
He spoke about how his great great grandfather was a slave and.
What was this? His great great grandfather's name was Amos.
Amos.
Amos. Amos.
Absolutely. So, he's a very interesting guy. I've had the pleasure to meet Dr. Howard on a couple occasions.
Funny. He's a funny man.
He is a very funny guy.
He's very nice.
He's very down to earth, very genuine. So, and his wardrobe is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's great. That was the first time I ever heard him talk, and I liked him.
He has good shoes.
I like
yeah.
It's really good shoes.
I wish I had his closet, but at the same time, I feel like I wouldn't do it justice. I wouldn't do it.
Well, wear a suit every day.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do it justice. I mean,
he's very suave.
He is. He's very.
He has like an air about him that's just, it's good.
Yeah. He's got swagger.
Mm-hmm.
Swagger.
So yeah, so Dr. Christopher Howard, 8th president of Robert Morris University. Nice way to kick off homecoming weekend here at Robert Morris. In case anyone was wondering, let's go through the other 7 presidents. I mean, there aren't too many that won't take
one. Can I take a guess at one of them?
You want to take a guess, sure.
Last one doesn't count.
David Jameson?
Well, he was interim, so that doesn't count.
And the last one we had doesn't count. Can't name that one.
All right, what about Edward A. Nicholson?
Can't name that one either.
All right, so we'll just start. The very first president, when RMU used to be the Pittsburgh School of Accountancy, was Andrew H. Blass. He was president from 1921 to 1929. And president number 2, C.W. Salmond, 1929 to 1935. Then Richard Kuhn, the 3rd, president from 1935 to 1948.
Any relation to Kuhn's Supermarket on University Boulevard?
I don't believe so.
But are you sure?
Well, I mean, his name's spelled differently, so.
Could have been like a family dispute and one decided to change your name. Spelling?
Could be.
If I
see him, I'll ask.
All right.
Okay. But President Kuhn was president during the switch over from Robert Morris School of Business to the Robert Morris School. Cool little tidbit. John R. McCartan Sr. was president of RMC at this point. RMS, actually, the Robert Morris School, from 1948 to 1966. Institution's name changed from the Robert Morris School to Robert Morris Junior College during its tenure. Then Charles L. Sewell, the namesake for this building we're in right now. Institution, he was president from 1967 till 1989.
We're not in Sewell.
We're in Nicholson.
No, we're in Nicholson.
Good try, Ogie.
But we'll get there.
Everyone's wrong.
I jumped the gun. Sorry.
No one is right.
Nicholson's next. Sorry, so we were in Sewell. We were in Sewell. Yeah. That's, I'm still in inauguration mode, so right. I was still thinking. Charles L. Sewell, excuse me, the namesake for not this building, but the other building we were in, the Sewell Center. He was president when we became Robert Morris College. Then Edward A. Nicholson, he's the one that the building we're in is named after. He was here today. He was at the inauguration.
What? Aren't we in Patrick Henry?
All right. Can
technically, we are
Patrick Henry. No, it's okay. Henry,
you're all muted. Edward A. Nicholson, he was at the ceremony today. He was president from 1989 to 2005. He was obviously around when RMU became a university. Then last president, Dr. DeLomo, Gregory DeLomo, he obviously ended his tenure here 2015. And then as we've been going on and on and on about, Dr. Howard starts his official tenure today.
You know, I was thinking about it during the whole inauguration. Do you think Dr. Howard would get a building named after him?
Probably.
Eventually,
he's
yeah.
Got a
depends
very
on how well he does.
His resume is impressive.
Like, I don't think DeLomo's well. Ever going to get a building named after him.
No, he left us.
I don't know about that. Well, he didn't just leave. He had to go. He went back to New Jersey because his wife's father was dying.
No, it's fine.
No, it's fine.
I like Dr. Lomo. He was a very nice guy. The one thing I will say about Dr. Howard that I don't like as much as I liked with Dr. DeLomo is that Dr. Lomo was way more visible on campus, I guess you can say. Like, he was always eating lunch in the cafe.
Well, to be fair, Howard, he just came in, so he's probably had a lot of stuff.
I mean, last semester he was out on publicity tours and whatever, but.
So, I mean,
but I feel like
we gotta give Howard some time to.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I feel like Dr. Howard is more of a celebrity than.
I mean,
the people's president.
One time I had lunch with him, and it was, and I like, there's been a few times where I've had lunch with professors and stuff, and it was like definitely the most like. Great conversation. Like, he was like super nice, and he talked about the environment the entire
time. Dr. Howard?
Yeah, he's really nice.
Yeah, he's a great. There's a picture of me and Dr. Howard up in the Sewell Center. Not Sewell. Why do I keep saying Sewell? I mean Nicholson.
Are you sure it's not Patrick Henry?
On the third floor of Nicholson, there's a picture of Dr. Howard and I hanging up. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm jelly.
Is that when you made it? When we donated the money?
Yeah, that's when we had him pick the raffle winners for our Penguins ticket revel. So
fun stuff.
We raised over $5,000 for that event.
We did, yes. All went to JDRF. So.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Thank you.
You did it single-handed.
Yeah, single-handedly raised $5,000. But yeah, so there you go. Fun little tidbits about presidency here, Robert Morse University. But it's homecoming, so let's talk about football and homecoming activities and the purpose of homecoming. Alumni coming back to their old stomping grounds.
To rage.
And to watch a good football game.
To watch a great football game.
To watch RMU's football team win a game.
Who are they playing?
St. Francis.
Oh. How do you think that's going to go?
We're going to win.
Are we?
Are we? RMU.
Bold predictions?
Who knows? Anything could happen. Before that, we have a dance that we have to get through.
There's a homecoming dance tonight.
Someone's excited.
I will not be attending. I hate dances.
Yeah, no one in attendance is going to actually be at homecoming dance.
Here will be
hate dances.
Yeah, no.
I'm not huge on dances.
I'm not coordinated. Like, I can't do the whole, like, hands-feet thing.
Did not enjoy.
I don't like them. I didn't want to go to my prom.
Nope.
If it was up to me, we wouldn't do a fraternity formal. I just don't like them.
I think it's a waste of money, but, you know. I'd rather use that money for, group activity.
Yeah.
Like
we go do something.
Yeah, go like, get dinner and then go dancing or something.
No, that's no.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
You can leave now.
We could like rent out a space in a hotel or something.
Why don't we do that?
I don't. You know, someone write that down. That's what we'll do. We can do it like the springtime. It'll be fun.
We should do a retweet.
A retweet.
We should do a retreat.
What
instead.
Are we retweeting?
We should do a retreat.
Retreat instead.
Yeah. Right. Go to Seven Springs or something.
I'm gonna go to my camp that's by Seven Springs.
Go to Jesse's camp.
We just call your camp Seven Springs.
Everybody listening is invited.
Everyone.
Oh, no.
I think
Ogie's mom and dad. You guys are invited.
Our only listeners. Want to hear about the history of homecoming?
No.
Well, too bad. You're going to.
Yes.
Thank you, Emily.
This is enthralling.
So, let's see. Started back in the 1870s. Although the annual Harvard.
Every year?
Yeah, every. Like, this is, like, the whole idea of homecoming, not just RMU's homecoming. Like, the concept of homecoming. Although the annual Harvard-Yale game has been inviting alumni to return home for the game since 1870s, the origin of the first homecoming celebration remained largely contested. Baylor, Illinois, and Missouri are three of the front runners. All have planned and held their first coming home celebrations around 1910. Let's see. Despite the debate, these early homecoming events all had similar characteristics. A football game served as the center point. The events include rallies, parades, speeches, and dances. The events intended to unite alumni and students to create a stronger sense of school pride, and they were wildly successful. Still holds true, right? There's still a football game. What are you whispering over there?
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't listening.
I didn't think so.
I was listening.
Thank you.
With your statements.
You can leave and mute your mic.
No, don't mute me.
You're muted.
He's gone.
But homecoming still holds true today. They're still centered on football.
High schools do it.
Yeah, high schools do it now.
My high school didn't do it, so like homecoming, like college.
Do you have a football team?
No, we didn't have a football team. We were performing arts school, so we just had like a basketball team. But we are Whippy Old champions, so like let me just throw that out there. Whippy Old champions.
And what?
Basketball.
What? Where'd you go?
Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School.
I don't believe that.
We were the Leopards. No, you know that guy that would play basketball here?
Lucky Jones.
No, the guy.
You were in single A?
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
I got to look this up to get to. What year was it?
Oh, my goodness. 2015, I think. Or 2014.
What are you doing on the phone call?
I don't know what's happening.
You damn man.
But no, we didn't have a football team, so homecoming like in college is pretty exciting for me because it's like a brand new thing.
Good.
Yeah, it's exciting. I like it.
But yeah, I mean, why is homecoming held in the fall? Why not in the spring?
I don't know. Why do we do
it's probably like exciting, like beginning of the year, like party kind of thing.
It's like, welcome back to school. Here we go.
I mean, but at the end of the year would also be really fun. Like, hey, it's the end of the year. Like,
right. Everyone let's come have back. Fun. See, but, you like, know, you couldn't really. With
football season's over at the end of the year, right?
Well, yeah. So you sort of put it around a basketball game. Or
that'd be fun. Yeah, no.
Well, basketball's
like
more winter, though.
I don't know. Football's America's sport. I don't know.
No, I agree. I mean, there's
so
a.
So is baseball.
Well, we don't have a baseball team.
No,
so.
we do.
Well, okay, the club team.
Yeah, but we can't really. Yeah.
You sure you're in single A? And you sure it's 2015?
I don't know. Just look up Linkin Park Olympial Champions. I got a thingy for it.
What's a
thingy? A bracelet.
Like a day?
A bracelet. No, I got that
bracelet.
Too.
Why'd you
we
get
a parade?
Did you do?
The entire school got a parade.
Wow.
We got a fire truck. It was lit.
It was lit.
There was 100 people in my graduating class. Yep.
Oh, okay. Your athletic director is creepy.
No, he's no.
He's real creepy.
He's nice.
No, he's super
Mike
creepy.
Mike Borisky.
Interesting.
That man's creepy.
He was like, he's like that guy that you see at like family reunions that has like the gold chain and like white shoes and just smiles the entire time. Like that creepy.
I don't think I've ever encountered a guy wearing a gold necklace and white shoes. Like a,
everyone has that creepy uncle.
No.
All right. Well, maybe it's just me. Well, my have a creepy uncle like that. And
he always scratches your back and just
yeah,
he wants to know
yeah.
how your day's going.
And like pinches your cheeks when you're like a little kid. And it's just too nice.
Yeah, pinches your cheeks.
And you get scared.
Oh, man. What is happening?
I don't know.
What were we talking about?
Homecoming.
I don't know how we got here.
But yeah, I don't know. It's fun. This is going to be like my first real homecoming.
Why are you going to go to the game?
Huh?
You going to the game?
Well, yeah. But like last year I went home for homecoming. I came home, like my real home out here.
Yeah.
I went to a Bills game, so I wasn't here for...
Well, what about freshman year?
Well, freshman year, yeah, but we were... I was rushing delts at that point, so I couldn't...
You were just a boy.
Right. You know, I didn't really know...
Child.
I remember it... Remember freshman year homecoming? It hailed. It was like snowing and sleeting.
I wasn't
sleeting.
Here for freshman homecoming.
No, yeah.
No, I was up there for a while.
First homecoming, I was here.
Yeah.
First one. So, yeah.
It's fun, though. Nice to get all decked out in your school apparel and pretend you like it here.
Emily,
for a day.
I'm not going to doubt what you're saying.
No.
No proof.
I promise.
Oh, you're still talking about
I really
about
promise it's a real thing.
I'm putting effort in right now to find
No, everyone had rings. And
are
like,
you sure it's the WPIAL?
Yeah, it was the Whitfield Champions. I'm so positive. I don't know sports, but like...
All right, if you're from Linkin Park's Performing Arts School...
Call in 412-397-6816.
No,
so if you want to talk about homecoming
here.
Or anything else...
The basketball
I was
player...
412-397-6816.
The basketball player that went here that was super tall. What was his name?
That's all of them. They're all tall.
The basketball players.
He just stopped playing basketball last year.
Lucky Jones.
Lucky Jones.
No.
Elijah Mini.
I went to high school with him. Ryan Skrovanko. Went to high school with him.
Okay.
They were both basketball players here, and they both are Whitfield champions.
His name, I'm going to give it a shot. Let's see.
Look up Elijah Mini. You'll find him.
I found him.
Whitfield champion? Because he is. Just saying.
All I'm saying is I also won a Whitfield championship, and I'm sure if I try to find it, I'll find it immediately.
So go ahead and find it.
All right, well, give me a second. I'm looking up Elijah Mini.
It's probably because Munhall made a big deal about it.
That's true.
Okay, so... Now we're students experiencing homecoming. You think when you're alumni of RMU, you'd come back for homecoming?
Probably not.
I mean, our fraternity has a lot of alumni come back.
That's true. We're different because we're on the fraternity side of it. Do you think you'll still come back as an alumni?
I mean, a couple of years removed, maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Like next or 2 years from now, you're not going to... Oh,
I mean, maybe I will. But I'm saying like down the line, who knows?
You know, when you're old and have a family and kids, bring them back to...
No, it depends. Are all my friends going?
Probably.
Did my mom say I can go?
I don't know.
On a side note, we'll get back to what you guys are talking about. I did find proof.
Oh!
They did win, but you were lying. It was 2014.
I don't really know what year it was.
What class are they?
They're single A.
Oh!
Wow. They beat Manesson 80.
That's not... No.
Oh!
Yeah, single A is garbage.
I don't care.
They beat
Mike Gosselaar high school won.
85... To 41. If
wow,
you win,
it was a
if you
whooping.
Win a WPL championship and you win 85-41, you know there's no competition.
Okay, I'm just saying we won, and I'm excited.
I know. Back to
There's also a golfing team, but they don't really win that much. Anyway.
That's all we're talking about.
Wait, so your high school only had a basketball team and a golf team?
Yeah, so we were a performing arts school. It's like Kappa, but like we actually had sports. And we had basketball, we had golf, and then we had women's volleyball.
Kappa is a performing arts school in the city.
Right. And then I went to Lincoln Park, which is like outside of Beaver, and like there's it's like you have to audition to go there. Huh. And it's yeah.
I had to type in four words to find my.
All right, listen here, Jesse. I bet Lincoln Park would have beat Steel Valley.
I had to type in
basketball. So guaranteed not.
No.
I don't know.
We would have crushed you.
I don't play basketball. I don't
sport. We had Ajon Smith.
I don't know who that is, but I bet.
Ajon Jizzle Smith.
Ajon Jizzle Smith.
Can you call me that?
No.
All right.
Because you're not Ajon
Jizzle. That's Smith. Mr. Jizzle to you.
I don't know. That's father. That's father. But anyway, so my school won a Whipple champion. That's exciting. Go them.
No, sure, yeah.
I'll show you my ring one day.
I've seen it.
Alright. What were we talking about before this?
Homecoming.
Yeah, homecoming. We're like, what with homecoming?
You know.
Would you come back as an alumni? Oh.
Matters where I live. Like, do I have a job?
Somewhere matters
like
where you are, you know? Yeah, matters where you are. Are your friends going
to
be there?
So you don't care enough to.
No.
You'd only go if it's convenient.
Yeah, it has. I'm not going out of my way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be that one creepy adult that just comes and has no friends here and tries to
there's
make friends.
There's a lot of parents that come up. Like, yeah. There's a lot of alumni. The RMU homecoming is pretty solid. It gets people.
I'm going to say.
It gets a lot
of if I still live in, like, the Pennsylvania area, I would refuse to live in Ohio. So even if somebody offers me a job right now, I'm not going to Ohio.
Why? Oh, my goodness.
Ohio's worse.
Ohio's okay. Bad.
And Philadelphia, too.
Yeah.
Anywhere else.
So you have to be living in the Pittsburgh area to consider coming back.
Yeah, just somewhere around. I mean,
I'll
drive a few hours, I suppose.
It ain't too inconvenient to get here, you know? Yeah,
yeah, I would come back.
Well, because I know a lot
also, I've never been here, though, so it matters how tomorrow goes.
What? Oh.
I've never done homecoming.
Oh, you've never experienced.
Yeah,
so
yeah, neither have I, so this is a brand new thing.
So that means, Liz, you've never experienced a homecoming. Spell, you're the only one who's fully experienced a homecoming?
How was it?
Yeah, I went
to. Have you been to the dance?
No.
Aww.
So I guess you can't count that. But I've been the homecoming tailgate, I guess we're kind of talking about. You know, it's all
the
right.
Whole shebang. I know freshman year I went to the dance.
Freshman year tailgate, like you said, it hailed and it was cold. So I was up there for like half hour.
I'm sorry, it hailed?
Yeah, it did.
That's,
like,
no.
Just
went to Hail Center?
Yeah.
And then last year, I was up there for about 20 minutes, and it started to pour down rain.
Mm-hmm. And everyone I think it's going to rain again tomorrow.
I heard
good classic.
Weather. Did you?
I think good weather. Yeah, it's supposed to be like 65.
I'll find it.
That'd be classic, though.
The high is 65, and there's supposed to be like no precipitation, so that's going
like
to be
perfect,
nice. Yeah, no, so it won't get too hot.
In our hometown,
Saturday, 64 high, 44 low, with some overcast.
In our hometown.
Precipitation percentage 20%. Humidity 65. Wind of 11 miles per hour.
You're not allowed to talk.
UV index 0 of 10.
I don't know
sun
what that
sun rises at 7:25. It'll set at 6:50.
All right, so guys, we're getting up at 7:25.
No one's getting up at 7:25.
We're getting up at 7:25, seeing the sunrise.
Wind from the northwest at 10 miles an hour. Tailgate.
Probably Dan at 7:25.
Well, yeah, Dan will be up. We're setting the tailgate up at 8.
I'm
8 a.m.?
Yeah.
Doesn't tailgate start at 12?
Gotta get the worst spot there.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, you
gotta
get the spot next to the dumpster, you know?
Why is that the best spot?
Guys are so salty about our tailgate.
Because it makes no... I haven't even been there, and I'm already mad about it. Makes no sense.
Dumpsters are smelly.
Our tent is gonna be... There's a dumpster right there. Jeff pointed out.
At least we can, like, throw stuff away and be environmentally friendly.
There's a dumpster.
That's true.
Like, 5 feet from where our tent's gonna
be. Delta Tau Delta is environmentally friendly.
We also like dumpsters.
And they also like dumpsters.
Lived in a dumpster.
No,
I don't know. I feel like tailgating is what you make.
It's definitely what you make.
It's nothing to do with the spot.
Well, if you're too far away,
you
got to
park somewhere. Where
if you get there early enough, just take a spot right in the center.
I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal. But whatever. Why don't we take a break?
You take a break.
We're going. I'm gonna take a break.
Or go.
Oh my goodness.
We're going on a break.
If you're still listening to this monstrosity, thank you. It's RMU Radio.
It's probably our best show yet.
Yeah, it's good.
If you'd like to donate,
please, like to donate.
Please text
me. Here's my bank account number.
516041.
All right, we'll be right back.
1604.
RMU Radio, your award-winning station. 2015 Intercollegiate Broadcasting System's Best Specialty Show Finalist Comment.
لكن في سؤال عندي الآن، هل تعتقد الممثل لابد أن يكون يعني sun with the Osef of Cuddle.
And 2015 Best News Interview finalist Ben Cole with Scott Erlbacher.
Let's put you in West Virginia and running their Greek life. If this happened under your watch, what would you have done?
Society for Collegiate Journalists, first place internet radio overall excellence.
You are tuned in to Underground Hits.
Welcome to Out of My Element.
This is Colonial Talk.
Sports Talk in the Berg.
Welcome to Literature Out Loud.
RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Your campus, your voice, your Colonials. RMU Radio is the home for men's basketball.
Stewart in transition, a mini, throws one down over JoJo Cooper. Put him on a poster.
Men's hockey.
For Zach Lynch, he's going to go for the net. Can they make it four? He does!
And RMU football. Listen online at rmuradio.com or on the Century Media app. Your Colonials play right here on RMU Radio.
It's my mother. It's not a game. What you heard is what you hearing.
Alright, we're back. I'm your radio, your campus, your voice. Tuesday night, we get into the show. Can someone let Emily in? Welcome back to the show.
We just started playing DMX and we're going to come back from break.
Oh, you want me to put it back up?
No, it's cool.
I don't know. It makes me think of football.
It's whatever. It's a clean version.
Yeah. I don't know. This makes me think of...
It makes you think of football?
Yeah. You know, like, oh, let's get pumped up. X don't give it to you.
Nah, all right.
No, you don't get pumped up listening?
No, I do, but it never makes me think of football. But, all right.
Hold on. You're muted. Hold on. What?
Wasn't this an NFL street song?
I think it was.
It could have been.
NFL Street. I forgot about that.
Those are great games.
It's a really good game.
Awesome games.
Yeah, those games are great.
I don't know. Makes me think of football. Tailgate.
All right, sure.
Get pumped up.
It gets me pumped, but it does not make me think of football.
No. Probably maybe like first quarter.
I might go.
Really? You're not going to stay for the whole game?
I'm going to wait until they start losing. Then like,
if you add up all,
I might go at the end.
All the time that I've spent at an RMU football game, it equals one game.
Yeah, you might get one game at it. You might get one game.
Some fans you are.
No, I'm not a fan.
I might go to the homecoming fair.
No, I go to a lot of hockey games.
Yeah.
That's true.
Go to a good amount of those.
I like going to football games.
Eh, slow.
You're just so bad.
My first football game experience ever was here, and it was just really hot.
If you're a bad football team, it's just bad to watch.
Yeah. Go watch Steel Valley Ironmen. They play tonight, probably. They're probably playing right now, and they're probably beating whoever they're playing.
Moon Township's playing right now. They're doing.
Bet you Steel Valley could beat Moon now.
I don't know. I want to go to a Moon Township game.
They got a nice-looking field.
Yeah.
They do.
I bet they put on a show.
I want a Moon Township shirt.
Why?
Okay.
No, why not? We live in Moon Township.
That's a true.
I mean, yeah, it's not false, I guess.
It's not false.
I bet you they have a good fan section.
They
probably.
Definitely. Their school's so big.
Yeah, that school's huge. It's like a compound. It's pretty cool. But yeah, college football game. I love watching college football. I know you guys aren't big football people.
My favorite thing about college sports is the band.
Yeah.
Like the music we were playing at the beginning of the show. I don't really like that. Side note, Emily, what is that? Your third lit that you've used this week?
Oh,
Emily
no.
Emily has a
lit problem.
Yeah,
really
we put a restriction.
Now you're muted.
We give her five lits a week.
Wow,
she's already up to three.
It's not a problem.
And tomorrow is homecoming.
Tomorrow I'm gonna use so many. I'm using more.
Tomorrow
than
five.
Gonna
be so
we have a spray bottle. We're gonna start using when she goes over.
Yeah, like a cat. When you get over, yeah.
I don't care. I'm gonna say it's so much tomorrow.
Better be ready to get wet then.
Are you going to bring the spray bottle to the tailgate?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, no.
I'm just going to be walking around with it. And I'm going to tell everybody I know, if you hear Emily say lit, get me.
I'm going to be very wet. And this is not going to be good. All right.
Well, what are you going to do? Well, it might rain, so who knows?
Double wet.
20% chance. I don't like those chances.
I don't know.
It'll find a way. In our hometown, a local church puts on a fair every summer, and it finds a way to schedule it for rain.
Really?
It rains every year.
That stinks. That's the worst. Hey,
it's fun.
That's how, like, my sister's birthday always every year, without doubt, it rains on my sister's birthday. June 9th. Always rains.
And you guys always have plans to go go-karting. No?
Yeah.
And get rained out.
Yep. It happens. You think we'd learn by now.
Happy belated birthday to Ogie's sister.
It's very belated. But my mother's birthday was yesterday.
Happy, happy birthday,
Mrs. Ogie.
Mrs. Ogie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
What were we going to talk about? I was going to talk about something.
I don't know.
But yeah, so football game tomorrow, and then we got there's like a lot of alumni games going on as well. And a lacrosse game does an alumni game.
What do you mean alumni game?
So like alumni come back, mm-hmm. and they play against like the current teams.
And like what, flag football or what?
No, in that respective sport. So like so lacrosse.
They get thrashed.
What?
So the alumni get thrashed.
No, the alumni usually win, actually. I know the past couple of years the lacrosse alumni team has won. I went to its freshman year. It was a good game. It's entertaining. I mean, you know, they still a lot of the lacrosse alumni that come back play professionally. So like they play for the NLL. I know there's a couple Bandits players actually that are RMU alum. Buffalo Bandits are the Buffalo's professional lacrosse team.
You know what I'd go to?
What?
I'd go to a faculty versus team like basketball game.
That'd be cool.
I'd watch that.
I know when I was in high school, we did what did we do? Oh, they so like for the elementary schools, the teachers would play against each other. And then they did like faculty versus the Sabres Alumni Association, so they play against like Sabres alumni.
We used to do faculty versus the Steelers in basketball.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Steelers players would come and they play.
That's my school cool. would do a dance-off for the teachers, and they would whoever danced the best won.
Oh, boy.
Gosh.
I saw Troy Palmolo do a 360 dunk.
Oh,
yeah, no pretty cool.
That's cool.
If I were him, I'd be scared to get up there towards the rim. What if your hair gets caught?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Then I got his autograph after, which was even
nice.
Cooler.
There you go. All worked out.
My dad never took me to that. Thanks, no? Mark.
We should call him up. Let's have Mark's minute. Mark's minute.
Let's see what Mark's. No, stop.
Nah, Patty minute would be good though.
All right, let's see what.
Patty, what would we call it? Patty's
moment.
No.
Patty's all right, period. You're bad at this.
No, it's good.
All right, I'm calling him.
All right, here we go, Mark.
Don't be quiet.
Mark's minute.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I have one bar, so this might not go through. Mark donated $50 to the Light the Night Walk.
Did
shout
he?
Out to Mark. Yeah, shout out to Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Hello.
Mark Spellman.
The one and only cannot be replicated.
You're on the Tuesday Mark. Night Spaghetti Dinner Show. It's Mark's minute. You got a minute to talk about. What do you want to talk
homecoming
about?
Homecoming.
I
you went to RMU. No, you're an RMU
really,
alum.
I'm not really going to homecoming, but. I am headed to the Pig Iron.
Ooh, going to the Pig Iron. Explain to our listeners what the Pig Iron is.
So, they don't serve spaghetti, but it's a beautiful barbecue, 63 beer institution.
And you're going to sample one of every beer?
No, I'm not like that. So, I will probably have maybe one beer.
Well, I doubt
that's
that.
What you got to tell the listeners.
Somehow I doubt that, but okay. I'll confirm with Patricia later.
So what's the topic of the show this evening?
It's a homecoming weekend here at Robert Morris. Mr. Spellman.
Are any of you part of the homecoming dance?
You don't really be part
Michael
of the homecoming
dance. Michael wants to go to the homecoming dance.
It's not...
The promenade? Nothing?
No, there's no
like
promenade,
that.
No.
No. What's the over and under on the game?
Yes.
RMU is going to lose.
We're just going to say RMU is going to lose.
It's pretty much a foregone conclusion. It's not going to be a winning season, I take it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're going with.
Probably.
I see. Well, that's very sad to hear. Very sad to hear.
I think my co-host has a question for you. So,
absolutely, shoot.
Mr. Spellman, did you ever attend any year... alma mater's homecoming, either high school or your college homecomings?
I did not. I actually am a legacy. Your alma mater is my alma mater. And we did not have a football team at the time I was
there.
Back then, you know, they didn't even have a leather helmet, so it was so long ago. In high school, my high school no longer exists, so when I played football in high school, we never won a game.
Never won a game.
Never won a game.
Someone hit you with their helmet, did they not?
We have that distinction of never winning a game.
Well, at least you're known for something.
At least you're known for something.
But hey, it kind of sounds like your college now, right?
You might have been able to beat them.
That's not nice. Let me ask you guys a question. So you guys will be at the game tomorrow, right?
We'll
be at some of it.
Absolutely. Well, see, you got to show that team spirit, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right.
I think your minute's up, Mark.
I wish I could join you, but... Hey, I'm off to the big
eye. All right.
Hey, Mark, this is right. Jesse.
Hold on, Jesse has something to say to you.
Yes, sir. Jesse, you saw that I will pledge?
Yes, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for that.
You're absolutely. So just please send me the information to who to make the check out to, and I'll get it in the mail to you.
Well, can you do it online? Because that's the only way
we'll
I
talk about this.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it.
Later.
We'll figure that out.
So, Jesse, what's your question? Since they're being so timely.
You have a question for him?
No,
he's just saying thank you.
I just want to say thank you.
Okay. Yeah, we got to keep it down to Mark's minute because you guys have made me a minute man.
All right. Well,
everyone have a wonderful evening and stay safe. Stay safe and sober, guys.
Amen.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
All right.
Go Colonials.
Go Colonials.
There you go. Mark's Minute.
Mark's Minute.
Presented by the Spellman family. Making it real since 1807. Spellmans.
Wow. How did you know 1807?
Wow. I
did
my research. You know a lot about
Spellmans. Is that when the Spellmans
So there you go.
Coming?
Mark's Minute. One of our
coming up later
cherished
that makes me think
what our slogan
segments.
Would be.
I don't
if
know.
We had a crest, what would it say?
What would we call them back?
Call them back. Here we go.
That'll be next week's Mark Minute.
We like potatoes.
We like
what? We like
potatoes. Are you Irish?
We are Irish.
There you go.
We do like potatoes.
Look at his beard. He has a ginger beard.
What?
Look real closely at his
I
beard.
I do have I some ginger hair.
If you like
beard.
Shine a little like
he
flashlight,
some, like,
you look real
too.
Close.
I do have a lot of gray hair.
I've got a lot of gray hair.
The Lions family thing would be, we grow beards. Mine is Jesse.
Okay. Is that unlike your
that's
official
known.
Family?
Yeah, that's very known.
Beard
your dad
cool.
does have a really impressive beard.
Yeah, the Lions grow beards. Every single one can grow beards.
Except
not just
even your mother and
even
grandmother.
Even your mother.
Grandmother.
There you go.
They all can, but me.
Oh, well. We still love you.
I don't.
Well, it happens. So what were you saying about later in the show?
Later in the show, we're going to have a little Munhall fact.
You guys added this ridiculous.
That'll be right before OTF.
It's not ridiculous.
Dish
it's
that fact off to you so you know a little bit about Munhall.
Well, you can do it now if you want.
Do you want me to do it now?
Go ahead, do it now.
This is another person who has come from Munhall. He's kind of a legend.
Legend.
Legendary.
He passed away this past year. His name is William V. Campbell.
No.
Yeah, it's
dead.
Real sad.
He's dead, so.
He was pretty much the Steel Valley Munhall just beneficiary. He gave us all of our money.
Mm-hmm.
He worked for Apple. He invented QuickBooks, I believe. He was really just... He's what Munhall's about.
Everything with a screen in our high school came from him.
Everything with a screen, a field, a gym... Anything.
Bill Campbell.
Was from Bill Campbell. And we just want to say thank you to Bill Campbell. Rest
thank you.
Peace.
There you go.
Hanging
thank
out
you.
With Harambe up there.
Hanging out with Harambe's best pals.
There you go. Thanks, Bill Campbell. There's your Munhall fact of the day.
Google him.
That was on
Instagram. Google.
Do we want to go with RMU notable alumni?
No.
Yeah. What's the most high profile alum we got?
Kevin Colbert.
That's our most.
The Steelers GM.
Okay, sure.
Never heard him.
No, that's exciting. Really?
Like, I'm talking like, what do we got? High profile.
There's a congressman, William Coyne.
Is there an FBI agent? That'd be cool.
I don't know.
I feel like he went.
Oh, Brianne McClain. She's a Olympic gold medalist hockey goalie for the women's team.
Ooh, that's
good. And Buffalo Connection. She plays for the Buffalo Buttes, the NWHL
team. Is that really
team.
Their name?
The Buffalo Buttes, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. She's the goalie for the Buffalo Buttes, and she went to RMU. She still holds, like, her goalie's clinic at the island.
Huh. Yeah, that's cool.
There you go.
So say they're Kevin Costner? Costner's from RMU?
No, not Kevin Costner. Nah. That's Kevin Colbert. Oh. Nico Brett, he plays for the Portland Timbers. He just graduated last year. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Eric Levine.
Johnny Depp. Wow.
No.
Oh, I wish.
Zach Levine? Incredible.
Robert Moore. Let's see what else we can find. Robert Moore.
What else is cool about RMU?
I mean, there's a lot of cool
we
stuff.
We should do a. Me. They should do a Robert Morris Moon Township versus Robert Morris Chicago game.
You know, I was thinking about that today.
Fly them in.
That would be cool. You know, see who the better RMU is. BS,
what's
obviously.
Their, what's their mascot? Who are they?
They're the Eagles, I believe. Ah. I'm not mistaken.
All right, I'm going to say we'll spank them.
We'll spank them.
All right,
you heard it here first. Robert Morris, University of Illinois. We will spank
we will
you.
Spank
there's
you.
Your hot take of the day.
Figuratively and literally.
No, just Jesse's going to come and spank
best
you.
Person and I will spank you.
Hey, let's look up the football team for the Chicago RMU.
Watch, they're probably like really good.
They're 3-2 right now.
That's not bad.
No. Well, what conference are they in?
2-0 in the conference. Let's see.
Big
what
10.
Conference.
Yeah, what Big 10.
Okay, that's definitely the Philadelphia Eagles logo.
They're definitely,
it is, yeah.
They're definitely
they
just
definitely
like,
just stole the Philadelphia Eagles logo.
And they're probably playing some like high school teams.
Yeah, they cannot use that.
Let's see here. Schedule.
What if the Philadelphia Eagles stole it from them?
Let's see. They beat St. Francis, who we're playing tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. All right. All right.
This is
38-35, they beat them.
All right, so if we lose to St. Francis, it's...
They lost their season and home opener to North Central College, 21-35. They won against Bacone College.
Bacone?
Bacone. Lost to number one ranked Marion University.
Number one in the NEC?
Whatever conference they're in. They won against St. Francis. They won their homecoming game against Olivet Nazarene University.
Oh, yeah.
They play the 15th, so they got a bye week this week.
Okay, look up their notable alum. See if they have a better alumni than we do.
Have anyone.
See if they have a better alumnus.
Let's see what I can find.
See if Kevin Costner went there.
My parents were in Chicago a couple weeks ago, and they actually saw the Chicago.
So they got a nice campus.
Campus.
I don't know.
I mean, our notable alumni is
like
Mark
downtown?
Spellman. So
that's true. Mark Spellman.
Mark Spellman's our most notable alumni.
I mean, Mark Spellman is pretty cool.
Yeah, the
he's 10 out of 10 cool.
Let's see. Othias Jeffers?
Of course.
I know him.
I'm sorry.
Othias Jeffers. Looks like he played for the Wizards.
Wow.
No, that's our RMU. Here, I'll go to Wikipedia.
While he's looking at those guys, the RMU out in Chicago, they won first place in 2013 with their bowling team.
Yeah. Wow,
they're good. So they're pretty good.
Does anyone know if our bowling team's good?
We have a bowling team?
Yes, we do. Michael Ice is on it.
Really?
No.
One of the brothers of
Dr. Well, Kodoka. I did not know one of our brothers was on the bowling team.
Yeah, no, he's actually really good at bowling. He is a
ball
waxer and like
excuse
all
excuse me. He's playing himself.
No, it's like this sheet that he like puts his ball in. It like gets, and then he like.
So he waxes his ball. He's not a ball waxer. All
right, we're gonna end that conversation. The Chicago RMU is part of the NAIA, the National Association.
Oh, the NAIA.
The NAIA, yeah, the NAIA, of course. Let's see, notable alumni.
While you're doing that, let me just throw out that Kevin Costner went to Cal State University.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe they don't have any notable alumni. Because there's nothing on Wikipedia. And if it's not on Wikipedia, then it doesn't exist.
No, yeah. Listen, kids. If you're in high school or if you're in elementary school and your teacher tells you that Wikipedia is not a legitimate source.
They're wrong.
They're wrong. Go to the bottom. And it has its sources and just go through there.
Am I muted? Can you unmute me? And also, kids listening out there that play baseball, if your coach tells you to get on top of the ball on a high pitch, tell him no. And you get under it and you hit a home run.
Like always hit a dinger.
You hit a dinger. Don't get on top of the ball. Hit a home run.
You know, I'm sorry.
Who is that right there?
This?
No. Go to that.
This.
Yeah.
Herman.
If you Google notable alum from Robert Morse University in Illinois, it just says Herman.
Herman.
A guy named Herman.
Herman Swiko is the former primate of the Orthodox Church in America.
Well, we're talking about a notable alum, and my girlfriend over here goes to Pitt, and she is bragging about all the Pitt alum.
Oh, well, that's not
fair. Like, they got different. Larry Fitzgerald, Mike Ditka, Dan Marino. They're on a
whole other level.
But also, like, 10,000.
Oh,
sorry, you're muted too.
There's like 4,000 here.
Yeah,
we have a small amount of enough people.
So I think it's safe to say when it comes to alumni,
we got you guys.
Moon Township RMU.
They do have Herman.
Chicago.
But guys, we have Mark Spellman. Mark Spellman versus Herman.
Let's go back and look at
Herman is a
Chicago
staff or something.
Mark Spellman has probably a staff somewhere.
A staff?
Oh, we've got Wale too.
Yeah, we do have Wale who was here for a semester.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
no,
it's okay.
Who else? I don't
know. Wiz Khalifa's mom talked here. She had like a presentation. She had a speaker series here.
Ah, counts as something.
I think her name is like Peaches. What's her name?
Peaches.
It was something like that.
Whoa, hold on. What? Yao Ming got his master's here?
No.
I don't think so. All right, Ogie, a quick little fact about the Buffalo Buttes.
Yeah.
They have a transgender man on their team.
Oh, cheating.
I did not know that.
Named Harrison Brown.
Oh my God, that's cheating.
It's I'm looking at him, right? Him, her, I don't know. And
this person.
Yeah, that person. And looks like a man.
All right, so let's see if our football team. Wait, they have two football teams?
What?
They're that good.
Okay, so there's.
How is there two football teams?
Oh, the Buffalo Buttes logo is great.
Oh, you know what? I think this is their club. They have a club football team. Look at that.
It's a fancy Buffalo.
That's interesting.
All right, so let's not worry about the club team. Let's worry about the official.
Who has better uniforms?
Red, white, and blue, right?
Their uniforms look like the Eagles.
Wait, they're maroon and gold,
aren't
they? All right,
these guys are cheating.
I actually really like their army.
Oh, they're maroon and gold, yeah.
I think their team is literally just the Eagles practice team.
It could be.
They're probably pretty garbage.
Let's look at where's their roster. Roster. Let's see what they got.
We're not gonna know any of these people.
Well, no, we're not.
How good they are based on their names.
Let's see. Their running back is 5'6", 160.
He can't be. Unless he got to be really fast.
What's his name?
Fast.
Corey Rogers.
He's bad.
With a K.
Oh, he's good.
Oh, he's good.
I see a dude whose last name is Kelly. He's either the quarterback or the punter.
Everyone's from Illinois.
Wait, now tell me what Kelly's position was.
All right, let me go back.
Go back up. He was in like the first grouping.
If he's quarterback,
Quinn Kelly.
Quinn Kelly.
He's a QB.
He's a quarterback.
6'1", 170 freshman. Quinn Kelly from Tinley Park, Illinois.
He's a freshman, probably not.
Well, look at that. Let's see. Let's see who the heaviest guy they have. Justin Moore, offensive lineman, 6'6", 390 from Olivet, Missouri.
That man's knees.
6'6", 390.
Nah, he can lift like a lot more.
He's a freshman. This man is a freshman.
That's a big man.
My word.
He's not going to be able to walk at like 50.
That's a big. Yeah, his joints are going to do him bad. That's huge.
All right, what's the smallest person they have?
Let's see. Coming in at 5'9", 145 pounds, senior wide receiver from Oxnard, California, Montre Lee.
That guy's getting lit up if he gets hit.
5'9".
What's the shortest guy? Is 5'9" the shortest?
No, 5'5".
Oh, boy.
Let's see, we got...
How's the 5'5" dude going to weigh more?
Freshman wide receiver from Alsip, Illinois. 5'5", 158. EJ Rook.
They cannot be... How are you going to catch anything? You're 5'5".
I don't know. They got a lot of linemen, though.
Like,
my word. Look at all these linemen.
Linemen go down a lot, I guess. Look at
that. This must have... they got a big team.
They do have a large team. How many is that? 40?
Head coach Jared Williamson, sixth season.
Oh, wow.
Now let's compare to our... teams.
So what, they had 49 players on
just
their team?
Just a 5-minute warning. We got to do OTF too, still.
Okay. Let's look at, let's compare our roster to theirs, and then we'll do some OTF. Are you running OTF, or do I need to?
No, I don't know where you get your information.
It's all you, Oaks.
Okay.
Yes, if I knew the where the information came from, yeah, I would, but you won't give me your source.
All right, I'll take care of it. let's see. Roster, men's sports, football.
All right, how about this?
Roster.
If I go to the game and the first five passes are incomplete, I'm leaving.
All right. I know we're
going to
be losing.
So, sorry.
Spell, would you streak if I paid you?
on how much?
No, that's good. All right, let's go around. Where? How much, if the money was in front of you, would it take for you to streak? And let's say no, like an NFL football game, like a Steeler game.
NFL football game?
Tomorrow's okay. Homecoming game.
All right, so Liz is talking about tomorrow. How much would it cost for you
on the field?
Tuition? So yeah. 40 grand?
No, tuition just this year or?
This year.
Throughout?
This year.
Just
so 40
year.
Grand. Spouse
it would,
40
it would
grand.
Take 40 grand for
Do
that?
I get expelled?
You get the, you get trouble. The punishment you would get if you streak, which I would imagine would be public nudity. That's probably about
you'll
it.
Probably no. You'll comment. Probably get in trouble from the university.
But how?
If you get caught, imagine how fast you're.
Sure, you're gonna get caught.
How fast are you?
No, you don't know.
No, he's not fast.
I'm greasing myself up.
Grease yourself up. They can't grab you.
No.
Grease myself up.
This is just.
And now again, you don't have to like be out there a while. You can just run from the stands, run, jump over the fence.
I'm sorry.
Down the hill to university.
And just dip to like Braddock or something, hide out there.
So you have to go across.
You're gonna run like a mile naked through Jerry Eagle.
How long do you think a mile is?
No, that's 10 out of 10 a mile.
That's a long way.
That's a long time for Michael to be naked.
And you're going straight downhill. That is not a generous hill.
I'm
gonna
have
shoes.
Oh, but Liz, I'm gonna be greased up. You don't want to get your have towels down.
I'll have the towels down. I'll have the back hatch open. My license plate's taken off, and I'll.
So this is what we've
come. Spell says 40. What's Ogie? How much for you?
I don't even. I wouldn't even consider doing it.
No, I would for not a lot.
I would do it.
not a lot. It wouldn't take that much for me to do it. Because I think I'm faster than probably most of the security that would be trying to get me.
They're really
so
big.
I probably could get away.
They are large men.
Like if I went, ran across the field, hopped that little fence, slid down, and then just ran to a predetermined location.
Giant Eagle.
I can't
Giant
go
Eagle
there.
In the milk aisle.
Liz is waiting with her car.
Jump
in the
behind
milk
the
aisle.
Deli. I get into the deli. All right.
Do you wanna compare our roster to the Chicago's roster?
We'll do OTS.
So our biggest guy. I know him, Mike Lam. He is what?
That's a funny name.
Or Lamb, L-A-M-B. So I guess you can say
Lamb.
I think it's pronounced
like
Lamb.
Like a Bob.
I know, but I think
lamb.
It's pronounced
six,
Lamb.
6'6",
345.
Oh,
red shirt sophomore from Buffalo, New York.
Definitely not a wide receiver.
Offensive lineman.
He can't jump.
Our smallest is Warren Robinson, 5'9", sophomore wide receiver, 155.
Lineman.
No. 5'9", 155, sophomore wide receiver from Delray Beach, Florida.
Mm-hmm. If you're listening out there, we challenge you, Robert Moore, Chicago.
Yeah, if RMU Chicago is listening.
Bring it.
Don't just be like really close
OTF
to
it.
Listen.
We got you. So, wait. So, our what biggest guy was 345. Their biggest guy was 390.
Their guy's big.
My
guy,
word.
Yeah, but that guy probably can't move. We in our high school, we had these two guys. We call them the Bear Twins. Where they probably weighed about 390 and they're about
okay.
that big, but they can't move.
Here's his team
so,
picture. He does
no,
not
he's
look
not that
390 pounds.
No, he's no not. They also could fabricate how much he weighs because they only know that and then they report. They could right. definitely just try to scare people
there's,
by saying they
weigh there's
that.
No way this dude is 390
No, he's really
pounds.
Tiny.
Yeah, he doesn't look 390.
Maybe they put the wrong picture up. Look on like do like a regular like Google search for him.
I don't
2 minute
warning,
we got OTF
okay. time. Let's just
2 minute warning.
Get to some OTF.
Timeout.
Alright. Hold up. Let me get to my source. You know what? We'll do it this way.
Five days until the NHL hockey season starts back up.
That's true.
That's exciting.
I'm finally doing fantasy hockey for the first time.
He picked all of Buffalo.
Of course I did. You knew that was going to happen.
And you
I told you it. I'm not going to be good at fantasy hockey.
It's not hard. It really isn't.
I don't know. I'm barely good at fantasy football.
Are you good at fantasy?
No, I just said I'm barely good at
but
fantasy.
But again, are you barely good?
No, I'm not.
He did beat you.
He did beat me.
I did. My only win of the season.
Can't argue that.
I told you, all I got to do is
it kind of hurt me that all four of my wide receivers I started all got hurt. But whatever. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to make excuses. Quick MLB playoff update. Cleveland is beating Boston 5-0.
Yeah, there you go.
And the Dodgers are beating the Nationals 4-2.
Oh, this is a good one.
All right, let's get it.
OTF. Major brawl breaks out between adults at Chuck E. Cheese's.
Wait, real quick, for Liz.
But it could be Ohio.
Liz doesn't know how to play. So OTF stands for Ohio, Texas, or Florida. How it works is I will read off a real, true, really happened news headline. You got to guess if it happened in Ohio, Texas, or Florida. Right?
And we'll go around the circle.
We'll go around and you'll see your guess. So I'll repeat the headline again. Major brawl breaks out between adults at Chuck E. Cheese. Did it happen in Ohio, Texas, or Florida? Spells say in Texas.
I'm going to go Ohio.
I agree. Ohio.
See, I don't think it's Florida, but since they're all going those, to get a point, I got to go Florida.
You would be correct. Happened in Florida.
Oh, wow. Yes.
That seems like a very Ohio
point,
thing.
Jesse.
Ohio thing. Let's see what. Let's listen to
Chuck E. Cheese everywhere.
They're really like closing down though.
I mean, yeah, I imagine.
They have salmonella.
Oh, we about to watch a video of it?
Yeah, they got a new story.
Oh, wait, no, I definitely did see this. It's like a lot of people.
Jesse fight. Cheated. Oh, man,
no, but I didn't see where it was.
Why would you?
But he said he wasn't going to call Florida, but he only called Florida because everyone's.
I only called Florida.
Why on earth would. Why are there this many people at Chuck E. Cheese and why are they all fighting?
No. Like, I watched.
Oh, wait, no, I saw this too.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. It's just like 10 people just brawling.
Yeah, it's just
for like no reason.
Yeah. Nothing is that serious.
Guys, go play in the ballpark.
What? You take someone's.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That guy looks like Jeff.
That guy just hit us with a peace sign.
Here's the video. Everyone is just going at it. Unbelievable. I thought this was a news story. That's disappointing. But,
He looks exactly like
that. So, yeah. Florida adults aren't... What are you talking about?
Can't talk about it on the radio.
Okay, so then don't talk.
All right, we gotta fight.
Guys, we're running over time. We gotta hurry us up. Let's go.
I mean, I don't.
I guess our friends from the lounge aren't gonna be doing their show today.
Yeah, it looks like
they're
quits for today.
They're
so it looks like we'll go another hour.
No.
Man tries to escape cops on his hoverboard. Fails.
Oh my.
Ohio,
goodness.
Texas, or Florida?
Florida.
You saw the story.
I'm gonna go hard Florida.
Another Florida.
Texas.
Texas.
I'm going to try and true that they went the other one, so I'm going to go Ohio.
I happened in Florida.
Hudge.
Let's see. Let me try and find the story. Police in the city of Clearwater were investigating a known drug residence last Sunday when they encountered a 20-year-old man who smelled strongly of marijuana. When a cop approached the man, he attempted to escape on his hoverboard, although that didn't really work for him, as you can see from the arrest report. What does the arrest report say? Did commit the offense of resisting without the defendant was seen at a known drug residence and was in known drug area and strong odor of marijuana was coming from his person. When a visibly marked officer attempted to make contact with the defendant, he attempted to flee on his hoverboard and then on foot being apprehended before
crime
being
was
apprehended.
That he was on a hoverboard.
Well,
that's the real crime.
Everybody stay safe while Hurricane Matthew is out. It's already killed 800 people.
Oh,
stay
my
safe.
Goodness.
800 people?
Yeah,
is that an accurate number?
Yeah, I was just looking on Yahoo Live update.
Good
it's
Lord.
Up to 800.
I heard it's like coming up through Georgia now.
Yeah,
it's 800 people already?
Because I was including like Haiti.
Did you see the picture of it? It's gigantic.
It's bad, yeah. There's another one too. There was like Hurricane Nicole.
Really?
Right next to it, yeah. They're happening at the same time.
It's a mess.
I don't know where that one hit, but they're really close.
That's crazy. So
yeah, if you check in on Facebook, it's a fact that you will be safe, no matter what.
But what if you're
even if you're you can go jump into the middle of the hurricane.
How do
if
I check in as
safe,
safe
on Facebook? You're fine.
Interesting.
I don't actually know how you do that.
Well, why don't we
like safe?
Yeah.
Do one more. Yeah. Let's do one more.
I close it out already.
All right. I'm gonna say Florida.
For some reason.
That's correct.
I'm gonna say Florida.
So let's call it a night.
Calling in night.
Thank you for listening to everyone.
Thanks for listening to my show.
Thanks for listening to our show. We appreciate it. You're already muted. Everyone's muted. It's just me now. So yes, thank you very much. What? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Liz. Say goodbye.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being on,
Liz. She
said
like two things.
It's all right.
But they were better than everything you said.
Oh. All right. Well, anyway, yeah. Thank you for listening to our homecoming edition of RMU Radio. No, what is this? Tuesday Night Spaghetti Show. Honor. I'm losing. I need to go to bed. It's so past my bedtime. We appreciate you listening, if you're still listening. Have a good night. Be safe this weekend. Go Bills. Go Colonials. We will talk to you next week. Thank you very much.